bragging about your achievements. You do this to cover up feelings of inferiority. You imitate success rather than attain it. It's fine if your definite major purpose includes community recognition, but if you gain a false recognition, you will be constantly haunted by the prospect of exposure as a fraud. Take pride in what you have actually accomplished, and remember that there will soon come a time when your real achievements will stand for themselves. Being easily embarrassed. This causes you to be unable to make firm decisions, to fear meeting people, and to lack self-confidence. Determine that whatever you do in pursuit of an honorable, definite purpose is worthy. Remember how the neighbors laughed at Walter P. Chrysler, and how short and hollow that laughter was. Fear of criticism is a common fear. If you let it, it will sap your initiative and imagination. But for every step you take away from it, it will take two steps away from you. Once you begin your journey, it will grow easier by the day. The third fear, ill health. This fear is closely related to a later one, the fear of death, but it is much more dependent on habits for its growth. You may very well have acquired it simply by growing up around others who shared it. It too can prevent you from taking risks, and its simple presence can actually bring about the very situation you so fear. Remember that whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. This works just as effectively in creating illness as in maintaining health. Norman Cousins effectively demonstrated the power of laughter in healing the sick, himself included. You want the power of your mind focused on maintaining your health, but certain habits demonstrate your enslavement to the fear of ill health. You must break them. The drugstore habit. Do you run to the pharmacist every time some new cure-all is advertised? Have you consumed mountains of garlic, ginseng, and oat bran? Taking care of yourself is important, but looking to pills diverts your attention from recognizing that your own mental attitude toward your health is the most important factor in your good health. The habit of self-pity. Do the slightest pains and discomforts keep you in bed? Is some condition your excuse for not acting? Dwell on that condition, surrender to it, and you are finished. It is an obstacle to be overcome, and it may take effort to overcome it. But every skill you develop in overcoming your condition will serve you throughout your plan for achieving success. The habit of substance abuse. It may be drink, it may be drugs, but it's there only to cover up your fear of some mental or physical pain. You must seek out the source of that pain and address it. This process will take time, but every step of progress you make on that path will not only bring progress in overcoming your other fears, but also free your time, money, and energy for achieving success. Overcoming your fear of ill health can bring you wonderfully concrete results in so many ways. You, your family, your friends, and your ambitions will all be better off.